Hello, this is Will from Metro Research. We are conducting a short opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a couple minutes to answer a few questions, sir?
On what topic?
It's about traffic and transportation.
Yeah, what do we got with traffic?
Okay, thank you. First question I need to know, how old are you? Are you under 18, 18 through 29, 30 through 44, 45 through 50. 59, or 60?
50.
I'm sorry? 50? Okay, thank
50, you. 50, 5-0.
Okay, thank you. What state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what county?
Middlesex County.
Thank you. How would you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary?
Man, but can we get to the questions on the traffic and all that?
Yes, I just have to follow the script, and this is the last question. How would you describe your race or ethnicity? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Native
Hispanic.
American?
Hispanic.
Thank you, sir. What is the highest level of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college?
You just said that the last question was the last question. Now you're asking more. Can we get to the questions about traffic? If not, I don't have time to give you my resume.
Okay, it's the next question after this one,
traffic. Let's just get to it. I don't have time to give you a resume.
Okay, in a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts, in your own words? What is the most important transportation-related issue facing Mass?
Bicycles and bus lanes, which are horrible.
Bus lanes, okay. Bicycles and bus lanes. Okay, thank you. Now, what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey on transportation, including highways, roads, bridges, public transportation like trains, subway, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking, from A through F?
F being fucking horrible?
F being horrible, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. F triple plus.
Okay. Now, the MBTA provides subway, bus, train, and ferry services.
Horrible. MBTA, horrible.
Okay. Massachusetts has 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus service outside the MBTA service area. What grade will you give Governor Healey for her handling the regional transit authorities, A through F?
F plus,
okay. The Massachusetts State Legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bike paths, and public transportation like trains, buses, and subways. What grade will you give the state legislature for their handling of transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts, A through F?
F, and they should all be fired.
Thank you. Now, thinking about traffic on the roads and highways, in the part of the state where you live, would you say that traffic now is better than it was before the pandemic in March 2020, worse than it was before the pandemic, or about the same?
Worst traffic ever.
Okay, thank you.
The money that they spent on the big dig that was supposed to take care of this traffic situation only made it worse.
Thank you. How safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? If you do not engage in an activity, please say so. Take the MBTA subway. Do you feel very safe?
No way. Wouldn't take it.
No. Okay. Okay. Drive or ride in a car on the highway. Do you feel very safe, somewhat safe, somewhat unsafe or very unsafe?
No, there's a lot of horrible drivers out there that are giving out the license like candy. So it's unsafe to drive.
Very unsafe or somewhat?
Very unsafe. My next purchase is going to be a helicopter.
Okay. What about when you ride a bicycle? If you do.
No fucking way. Wouldn't ride a bike.
No. Okay. What about taking the MBTA commuter rail?
Nope.
No? Okay. What about the public bus, MBTA, or RTA?
Nope.
What about drive or ride in a car on local roads?
Local roads are worse than the highway.
Okay, so you feel very
unsafe. Yeah, they're horrible.
Okay. What about when you walk around your community?
Don't walk.
Don't. Okay, thank you. Now, you mentioned you feel at least somewhat unsafe driving or riding in a car. Are any of the following reasons why reckless or speeding drivers, poor road conditions, road rage, drivers distracted by their phones, or something else? Or all the above?
Pedestrians, bicyclists, and buses make it horrible to drive. And the extended sidewalks.
Okay. Thank you. You said that you do not ride a bike. Are any of the following reasons why you don't ride a bike? Poorly maintained bike lanes or paths, lack of separated bike paths, simply not interested in riding, lack of bike lanes or on streets, don't feel like riding a bike, do not own a bike, lacks enforcement of traffic laws, my trips are too far to bike, drivers distracted by their phones, lack of secure bike parking, reckless or speeding drivers, or all of the above?
Reckless bicycle riders.
Okay.
They don't know how to ride a bike.
Okay, thank you.
How many more questions we got?
You said we are only 30% away from finishing.
I want to cut you short in a few minutes because I have to get back to work.
Okay, I'm going to try to rush through it. You said that you do not walk. Are any of the following reasons why you don't walk? Lack of sidewalks, lack of crosswalks, drivers distracted, lack of streetlights, lack enforcement of traffic laws, dangerous street crossing or intersections, poorly maintained sidewalks, walking paths, don't feel safe walking in the neighborhood.
Too many crazy people out there.
Too many crazy people out there, okay.
Too many people sleeping on sidewalks and living on the sidewalks. There's no place to walk.
Okay. You said that you do not take public transit. Are any of the following reasons why you don't
When the governor of Massachusetts starts taking public transportation, then maybe I'll consider it.
Okay.
You have to be a leader. You want people to take public transportation, you have to do it yourself.
Okay. Now, Governor Healey has proposed a new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the bill will let cities and towns charge a transfer fee on the portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from the fee to build more affordable housing. How much will you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on the portion of real estate sale over $1 million? Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I will not vote for that.
So you will oppose it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, thank you.
Twice to put it down.
How many cars do you own or lease?
Four.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Thank you. Which of the following describes your work situation? Are you employed full-time, part-time, or not currently employed?
I'm employed.
Here we go.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your employer offer any of the following? A free transit pass for employees, a discounted transit pass, pre-tax transit benefit, or deducting the cost of transit passes for employees' paycheck? Or no, my work doesn't offer any discounts for transit passes.
No, I'm my own employer. I don't give myself those benefits.
Oh, okay. Does your work offer any type of parking for employees or for yourself?
Wherever I find parking.
Okay. Thank you. How often do you work from home? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, less than once a month, never?
Whenever I want, I'm the boss.
Okay. Thank you. When you commute to work, how do you do so? Do you ride a bike, drive, walk, take the MBTA, subway, take a public bus, take the ferry, take the commuter rail?
Okay, sorry, buddy. I'm going to have to cut this short. I'm actually at work.
I just have two more questions to go. You mind
all
answering
right,
those two questions?
Right,
okay.
I'm gonna make it fast.
Why do you commute the way you do?
Because I want to.
Okay. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Yeah.
Beautiful Republican.
Republican. Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category.
$500,000. $500,000.
Okay. What is your zip code?
I gotta go.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay,